Walter Searcy doesn't let paralysis slow him down. He still works long hours at his home office. As a well-known Nashville attorney, Walter was often in the public eye till a rare disease struck, paralyzing him.
On October the 17th of 2002, I hobbled on a cane in my neurologist's office. On the 18th, I couldn't walk at all.
Doctors removed the non-malignant tumor from near his spinal cord. Walter couldn't walk, could barely sit up. Intensive rehabilitation has helped, and now Walter is working with a new autoambulator to stand and learn to walk again. His legs are fastened to special robotic legs. A suspension system holds him so he can't fall. Special stabilizer bars keep him in proper alignment. Doctors say the treadmill moves patients' legs in a smooth, normal pattern. Doctors say the autoambulator trains muscles and nerves to recognize normal walking patterns, improving balance, coordination, and posture, and strengthening muscles.
Because the robotic arms are doing the movement of the patient, that you're getting the exact same movement pattern every time.
I've seen people go from not walking at all to maybe using a walker, people who have been using a walker to using a cane.
Therapists expect Walter to walk on his own. Already, Walter can walk with a cane and someone's steady arm. He's planning that arm to be his daughter's as he walks with her at her summer wedding.
This is Barb Kramer from Vanderbilt University Medical Center, and that's Vanderbilt.